What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show here, Oral Roberts, head coach Corey Barnett. We'll be on the Boss Man Show. Coach, I took off lines. Good to talk to somebody that's right around my age for once on the show. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. We're almost through the summer workouts. Guys have been here for about 6 weeks, and we're slowly stacking days, so it's been a blessing.
I hear that, man. Let me ask you, man, how's it been on this whirlwind of, you know, you're 0-0 right now. Everybody loves you in Tulsa right now. So how's it been to be Tulsa town these last few months, man?
Man, it's incredible before you lose a game, man. If we could just extend this offseason, it's a lot of fun. But no, it's been, we really love Tulsa. My staff is incredible. I was blessed to be able to connect with a lot of really good men to come and join me on this journey. And we're trying to build this thing up the right way, and it'll take a lot of work, but we're excited about it.
No doubt. You know what's good about Oral Roberts' administration, because I was close with Coach Mills before he went to Wichita State, and he talked about how the administration really supported you guys and really poured into you guys. Talk about how important we decided to take a job to know that the administration really, really would give you what you need to succeed, because that really helps with winning games, the administration giving you what you need off
There's
the
no-
floor.
There's no doubt, especially now. I mean, like, with this, the way that it's ever evolving, every single day is something new. These are the rules. Well, wait, never mind. These are the rules now, and it just keeps changing. So to have somebody, especially within our AD, Tim Johnson, who is on the front end of all of it, ready to adjust on the fly when he needs to, is very communicative with not only myself, but our entire staff. And then all the people that he works with are just incredible, from SJ Tui to Matt Moore down. They've been awesome to help prepare us and put us in a really good situation to be successful. And now we got to go keep stacking days.
100%. And for you, how has it been trying to build a roster, this new portal age, and not really knowing some of the young men the way you want to, because the only way you can really vet them the right way, they kind of got speed at the damn to a degree, build Zooms, yep, and watching their film on Synergy. So how's the process for you and your staff trying to put together a roster for this summer to get ready for the fall here coming up?
Yeah, it was a challenge, honestly. Like the first summer was a little bit different, building a whole new roster. Would love if we didn't have to do that again. You never know in the transfer portal, but we kept two guys from the prior team, and they've both been awesome. Just having been here and knowing ORU, and then a couple came with me from prior spots. A couple came with some of our other coaches. So it's just trying to build that trust as fast as possible. Do as much research. It takes a lot of phone calls and deep dives into backgrounds because. It only really takes one guy who's just not in it for the right reasons and is focused in on the wrong things, and then it can really hurt the locker room. So far, we've loved this group. They've been a blessing just to be able to coach every single day. They compete like crazy. They love it. They've been super connected. So it'll take time, and we'll just have to keep stacking days as we go here these next few weeks, and then give them a little bit of a break so they can get away from us. Because when they get back, it's go time, and we're obviously very very excited to dive back in.
No doubt. And for this summer, which we've been a whole new roster, how much more have you put emphasis on team activities in your hours you have rather than individual development? Because you want to not have to crash course everything come the fall and get ready for November 3rd there.
Oh, yeah. And I think from us going out recruiting these past few weekends, we've talked to a lot of staffs. I think we're doing a little bit different than most. We're doing majority all team on the court just because, like you said, we want them to try and speed up the process of how connected they have to be. The individual development part is important, but they can get that in the free time. We have a few great GAs who are on the court consistently and don't have a lot of restrictions in terms of when they can get in with them. But as a staff, we get those 4 hours a week and we want to maximize them like crazy. So not only that, but when we get them off the court, one of our assistants, Donovan, he's been setting up every week something for our guys to do, whether it be volunteering here in the community at the Dream Center. Or last night we went to Andy B's, which is close by. It's a bowling alley, and we'd volunteered an hour to sign autographs and then bowled as a group afterwards. And I just think all those things, they add up, just trying to get the guys around each other as much as possible, because to hold each other accountable, you got to be truthful. And the only way you can truly be truthful is if you have a relationship. And so as a staff, we're building those relationships, but as a team, they need to build it. It can't be just a business where you go on the court and I'm gonna do my job, you do yours, let's go our separate ways. They have to be in it together. And so it's just trying to put them in situations where they can pull closer together every single day.
So important, if fans don't understand how important that the managers and GAs are for a staff. Those individuals who are not getting paid nothing, they just out to the love of the game, but they impact winning so much what they do. Coach, if you can spine on that, I'd love for the fans really get that perspective about how important these individuals are.
Yeah, I mean, it's how I started, right? Like when I finished playing in Indiana, I stayed there for a year and was a GA, and then went right and was a video coordinator. And a lot of guys in our staff had a very similar path with it. You start from being a GA and getting in the trenches, and it teaches you so much because you're on the court every single day, working in the development, seeing the guys behind the scenes and what they struggle with. And that way, when you do end up moving up the coaching ranks and you get into the head coach and assistant seats, like, you know, this is what the guys are dealing with on a daily basis. You're not disconnected from it. I think it's incredibly important. And man, those guys just, they're an extension of us without the restrictions. So then they're around the guys a lot. They're closer to their same age. They can speak the same language. So just having those guys around your staff to where they're communicating the right things. But not only that, but they're guys that you trust and you know are great human beings who are going to help those young individuals that are players develop in the right way, not only in sport, which is incredibly important, but in school and social and spiritual, and just being around them and helping them take the next step as a man is huge.
No doubt. And Coach, I want to ask you about the weight room as well and nutrition. Talk about getting your young men in a regiment to where they're prehabbing, rehabbing, rest and recovery, because you all have a long season, November to March. And you have to stack these days now in the summertime to be able to win come March, so you're not injured, out of shape, and hurting, you're behind the eight ball. Talk about how important these times when you're in the weight room and on the track and what they're putting their fuels in their bodies with, so important to winning come the fall and winter there.
Yeah, it's massive. I mean, I was super blessed to run across a guy named Earl Hamilton, who we hire as our strength coach, and he is ridiculously elite. Everybody from our staff to our administration to our players and people who just randomly walk in the gym, they're like, man, that guy, he just got juice every single day, and he's really in touch with how to push these guys and how to not only push them but educate them. Because similar, like, we have a couple guys that'll be one and done. They'll be here for – you know, 8-9 months, and then they'll have to take the next step to be an adult and go play professionally. And so we want to not only build their habits now of how they need to eat, how they need to rest, how they need to recover, but if you're end up don't going to play in the NBA, like the 0.0001% get to, you're going overseas and you're in the grind. You don't have a nutritionist, you don't have a strength coach, you don't have people surrounding you making sure that you eat this and sleep this way. And so you have to already have those habits ingrained into you. And so that's what we're trying to do right now, is just put them in a position to where they can get it and they become habitual. It's not something they got to think about. It's just a part of their daily routine. And so we're putting them in hard positions consistently. We do road game Friday morning. So 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, we'll do something new. And Coach Earl does a great job of finding a beach nearby, volleyball, and do something hard out there, do something hard in our gym. I just want them to collectively do hard things together, because it's not only about being tough individually, it's about being tough collectively. So those guys doing those things now in the summer is a huge, important thing for us.
Coach, for a young man and his family watching this interview here, talk about the pillars of your program. Or what do you want the values of this program to be about going forward? When I think about Oral Roberts basketball, what do you want people to see off the court in the community and on the court as well?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, we talk about it all the time as a team. We want to be the most connected, most passionate, most hardest playing team in the country. And that's who I want us to be defined as. And the reason that I believe that we can do that is not just because we say it and not just because we yell at them more than other coaches, but more because we're connected to our purpose and our why. Being at Oral Roberts, we're blessed that this is a Christian-based university, and we compete for a reason, to bring glory to God. And so it's something that is incredibly important to me. It's a reason why I took this job and surrounded myself with men who have that same exact vision. And we want to recruit players who are coming here, and regardless of where they're at in their life, I want them to come here and improve as men and as future husbands and fathers. And that's our why. And because that's our why, we can deal with a lot and we can help them navigate a lot, because whatever's our theme of the year is feed the flame. Whatever's thrown in front of you is just fuel to an elite man's fire. It's not an obstacle. It's not something that should drag you down, or it's just something that's just going to energize you. Because even if it's hard, especially if it's hard, we want to lean into that. We want to lean into it as a group and know my brother, my right and my left, they're going to help us overcome. So it's just on a daily basis, helping them understand this is hard. If you want to be elite at anything in life, it's going to be really hard. And so we're going to put them in those situations here, and so that they're ready and prepared for that next step when they leave.
100%. And you know what? It's very good you say that, Coach, because I think that servantship, that having that mission to serve and be there for your brother is very important, because those things matter after basketball is over. When you come after homecomings and go to people's weddings and go to people's events, opening a business, I've done for my teammates. So it's like seeing where you came from to where you are today, that's so important. If you was a coach, or like on Father's Day, getting those texts from your players who have, I know now, fathers, or invited to weddings, how cool is that for you?
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, and it's a major blessing. And Coach Alford changed my life when I was at Nevada. He blessed me to be able to take over our chapels when I was there. And it just gave me a different avenue to connect and talk with guys. And I'd already recruited guys and been through hard things, but just having that avenue to speak about what they believed and where they were and how they dealt with hard things. And you don't always have those conversations. You get to deal with how they deal with hard things in the court, or getting yelled at, or having to run a line, or all those things. You know, those are hard, but there's way harder things there to deal with in life. And being able to walk through all that with them has been, it's a major blessing. And if we're going to sacrifice, like we do as a staff, the time from our families and our kids, and we want it to be for a bigger purpose. And a lot of that is helping these guys be fully prepared to take that next step as men.
Last one for you, Coach, a fun one for you. What's been the cool food spots for you and your staff as you've moved into Tulsa and try to, you know, work these long hours but still enjoy some food on the side there, man?
Tulsa's been like a little bit of a hidden gem. I didn't know it would be as good as it has been. We've been a little all over, from Society Burger to District Burger. There's a barbecue spot nearby. Don, what's it called again? Burn Co. And so there's a bunch of spots here in town that we've been hitting. My staff's big on Kava, which is not exactly Tulsa, but it is a healthy spot. I mean, they hit Kava in the Whole Foods Hot Bar dang near on a daily basis. So, but we're a fairly healthy eating staff. We've loved it so far. It's been great food and unbelievable community. So we're excited to get rolling.
100%. Well, I know I can go OKC once a year, so hopefully I can go. Hopefully you are in town when the Hawks come play the Thunder.
Get
a rental car through and see you guys, man.
Come on up. We'd love it. Anytime.
It was fun, coaches. Like I said, it's good to have somebody that was near my age on the show, man. Finally, it's good. Us 30 guys still got something to give to people, man.
I love it. Well, I appreciate your time.
Anytime. It was fun, brother.
All right. Talk to you soon.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. When the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.